A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to 307 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 11th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And for Live Talk, we are talking about preparations for Zimbabwe's council and parliamentary by-elections, the Russia-Ukraine war, and other issues.
The Citizens Coalition for Change has taken police to the High Court, seeking an urgent order to allow the party to hold a star rally in Marondera this weekend as Zimbabwe prepares for the forthcoming by-elections on March the 26th.
Police had indicated that they were given a short notice by the party to hold its rally in Marondera. The police claimed that CCC did not comply with some provisions of the Maintenance of Peace and Order Act.
Parties like ZANU-PF, the MDCT, and others are set to hold rallies at the weekend in various cities, towns, and the rural areas.
Zimbabwe will hold by-elections on March 26th. At least 130 council and parliamentary seats are up for grabs.
In South Africa, police have intensified the arrest of illegal immigrants in what is called Operation Restore Order. Hundreds of people have been arrested in Johannesburg and taken to Lindela Deportation Center.
And in Ukraine, more than 2.3 million people have fled the country amid bombings by the Russian army, which is said to be experiencing stiff resistance from the Ukrainian security forces, according to the Associated Press.
And the United Nations Security Council is expected to hold an emergency meeting today on Ukraine at the request of Russia, which is claiming that Ukraine is manufacturing biological weapons.
Ukraine and the United States have dismissed this as an indication that Russia wants to use biological weapons. Yebambe mahlabe zululinjani lapha ekhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Namhla ke ku live talk kunenge sikhuluma ngakho. Kuthi ngokuqala ikona kuke kwa parliamentary by-elections. Siyabona ke ukuthi ibandla le Citizens Coalition for Change lithi ke umhlangano walo obukade kumele ube seMarondera. One of the jobs of amapolisa besithi ke abazange babanike incwadi ezifunakalayo kusase kulesikhathi. Kodwa ibandla le-CCC selithethe udaba lolu laluphanyeka emthethwandaba singazi ukuthi kuyaphumani khona ngale. So siyabona njalo ukuthi nxa sikhuluma ama-by-elections maningi amabandla angazani akankasa akankasela-ke ukhetho lolu. So-ke siyabona ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-PF, MDCT, izaphu lamanye alapho ukuthi abe lemihlangano yalo ngempela viki. Siyabona njalo ukuthi baya emadolobheni amancane, emadolobheni amakhulu, njalo lemaphandleni. Ukhetho lwama-by-elections luyakwenziwa mhlaka 26 kweleZimbabwe. Kulama-seats nje ayi-130 kumakhansili njalo edale lephalamende umathi ancintiswane ngabantu khonapho. Kuzobuya-ke kwele-South Africa siyabona ukuthi-ke kuyabotshwa abantu okunye okumangalisayo. Amapholisa akhona ngale bebambisana labo kugatsha lolu nje ukhangela ngezethekeli. Bala lokhu-ke umkhankaso okuthiwa-ke Operation Restore Order. So Mrs. Mota bebuza abantu amaphepha xa ungelalutho bakuthova khona ngale Lindela Deportation Center. Kusithi-ke kwele Ukraine siyakubona-ke ukuthi Associated Press ithi kunabantu 2.3 million asebebaleke kulele lizwe kulempi emangalisayo. Ile Russia libhomba indawo zonke, bomba izibhedlela, amalibrary, izindlu, yonke indawo yacobodisa sibilaidlali njekanjalo. Kuzobuya-ke i-United Nations Security Council kumele yenze umhlangano lamhlanje okuthiwa i-emergency meeting. Ile Russia lithi thanyazane le Ukraine lalilungisa lokho kuthiwa ngama-biological weapons, izikhathi ezisabisayo lezi ezisebenzisa ama-chemicals. Kodwa ile Ukraine le imele kakathi langamanga aluhlaza tshoko. So kunjalo yikho khona okwesikwenza namhlanje. Silethemba lokuthi-ke zizangena kuhlelo sithi yangayanga size ukuthi indaba lezi ziyangaphi. So ngilo munye wami-ke uMavelas Mhlanganya unye ukuthi angene laye azi ukuthi size ukuthi esihloneni akubeke sithini. Mavelas, kubeka khona.
Aiwati nokuchinga midzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chelife talk nasi nemusi wechishanu kudai tange tiine gango tange tiri kutarisa pamusoro pezvizhinji zviri kuitika pari zvino panyaya yezviri kuitika munyika umo tiri kuona kuti pane yatingati yegadziriro yemaby-elections iri kuitwa nemapato akasiyana-siyana pari zvino tinoona kuti bato re Citizens Coalition for Change rataura iro kuti nasi riri kukwidza nyaya yayo ku High Court kuti vakwanise kuwana iro mvumo yekuti vaenderere mberi nemusangano wavari kuda kuita kumaronzera mangwana mushure mekunge vari kuti ivo vawanikwa vachinzi nemapurisa vanga vasina kumusangano uyu umbomira kuenderera mberi. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika yeUkraine umo tinoona kuti pari zvino mune hondo pakati peUkraine neRussia mushure mekunge Russia yapinda munyika iyi yeUkraine nechisimba. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa kuti zvakamira sei tinoona kuti pane misangano mizhinji iri kudeedzerwa neUnited Nations iyo iri kunzi ichasangana nhasi vachitaura pamusoro pezviri kutaurwa neRussia kuti hanzi Ukraine iri kuda kuwanikwa iyo ichishandisa yavanoti iyo biological warfare. Saka tichida kuona kuti zvichafamba sei tichitaurawo zvakare pamusoro pezvimwe zviri kuitika kune mamwe mapato ari kutsvaga uritsigiro akadai seZANU-PF, MDCT, LEAD nemamwewo achange ari mubi-election iyi. Totarisa zvakare pachirongwa chanhasi zviri kuitika kuSouth Africa uko kuine operation yatiri kunzwa kuti yasiya zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zvichishungurudzika vachibvunzwa mapepa vasina mapepa vachitorwa vachiendeswa ivo kuLindela. Saka ndozvimwe zvatisange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti pane zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanikwa zvichitiza hondo iyi yeUkraine. Nhasi tawanikwa tichitaura nemumwe ari kuRussia ataura iye kuti pane vana vashanu vawanikwa ivo vachipiwa matikiti ekuti vadzokere kuZimbabwe. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutaura asi anga ari kutaura iye Sasha achida vaenzi achiti shuviro yake ndeyekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe igozovabatsira vadzokera kuZimbabwe kuti kana zvichikwanisika vawanikwe ivo vachipiwawo nzvimbo kuzvikoro zvepamusoro kuti vaenderere mberi nezvidzidzo zvavo nekuti vadzidzi vakawanda vanga vari kuUkraine vanga vachidzidzira kuti vave vana chiremba medicine. Saka vanga vari kuti vamwe vanga vatosarirwa ane 3 months kuti vapedze vamwe vanga vachiri vachatanga. Saka vari kushushikana kuti chii chichazoitika kana hondo iyi yeUkraine ikaramba ichienderera mberi.
Yes sir, let's take our first guest and that is Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance. Mr. Ncube, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. How are you?
You're very fine. So we see that parties are campaigning all over the show and indications are that CCC is having some problems with the police. They are saying they're delayed in submitting their papers for a rally that is supposed to be tomorrow in Marondera. So give us your take on these campaigns so far so good.
Yes, this shows that the situation in Zimbabwe has not changed. We are being told that this is the new dispensation and we need not to be listening to them describing themselves, but we should look at their actions describing themselves. We have got a police force that are political activists or ZANU-PF activists, if I may say. What they are doing is to tell the world that the Mugabe era has not left us. We are still stuck there. It shows the truth in calling them the second round of the First Republic. These are the tactics that Mugabe was using against his opponents. We expect a professional police force that knows that it is responsible for lawfulness. But we see them perpetuating lawlessness, pretending that they are using the law for the good of citizens. What they are doing is to campaign for ZANU or to allow ZANU to campaign unhindered. It's primitive, it's stone age, it's whatever thing, it's uncivilized. It's un-African, it's un-Ubuntu, as it were. We don't know what really these people need to be told or how they need to be schooled. We are in a very dirty country as Zimbabweans.
Yes, clarifying, I seem to go to Kulmakova.
Yes, ukuvinjwa ngamapolisa lokho esikubonayo kutshengisa kakhulu ukuthi silokho sikhona pane esikhathini sikamgabi. Abanye abantu angithi bathi khona kulomunye abamnika ithuba kwathiwa let's give him a chance. Sisitsho thini ukuthi umuntu lo mgabe kakuchiyana. Yikho esikubonayo namhlanje amapolisa yilabo to ama activists awezanu. That's what they are doing. Aveko professional abalandeli umthetho, yibo izephula umthetho ezokuqala. Bevimba amanye amabandla. Into abayenzayo kwambo benze ukuthi kuthi hayi liphuzile ukuye ukuthi khona li apply. Befuna bafuna ukuroba laba abangababoniyo abacinezile abangeke babubone khona. Kuyinto embi kakhulu eyangizwe, into engakaziyenzakale engavumelekile ebuntwini, ekuhlonipheni kwabanye abantu, kuhlonitshwa ilungelo elabantu abaku opposition lelo mhlaba wonke nje jikelele. So kuyasitshengisa ukuthi umthetho weZimbabwe siwubona uqamukile unje uzimvuthu nguhulumende onguye oxhwalileyo okwenzayo lo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ncube. Stay on the line. Let's bring in Dr. Simbamavaza, who is in the UK. He is in ZANU-PF. Welcome to the program, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you, James, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. So we see that, CCC had some problems in terms of convening its rally. It's called the Star Rally, which is supposed to be in Marondera tomorrow. So the police are saying, basically, they submitted their papers late for them to do some car rallies and other things before the rally itself. And therefore, they may not necessarily proceed with that kind of a rally. But the matter is right now before the courts. Give us your take on that.
Yes. Since it's before the court, we cannot say much. Only to say the problem we have with the CCC, they always try to court problem. They are supposed to follow the procedure. They know they've had rallies before. They know what information is needed. They know what's supposed to be done and when is it done. But this time they deliberately submitted the application very late as yesterday. They've got 7 days notice to give to the police so that the police can get ready and prepare for that. So in other words, sometimes the CCC, they do it deliberately to attract some reaction and then try to go around and say we are being oppressed. But that's not the reality. Other parties, they've followed the law, they've followed the procedure, they're having their rallies tomorrow. And CCC would have done the same and would be having their rallies tomorrow. They're not afraid of them. And again, it is not ZANU-PF stopping them from having their rally. ZANU-PF does not matter whether they have their rally or not. It is the police. ZANU-PF does not control the police, even though people want to believe so. We don't. The police is controlled by the police and by the government, not by us. When we come to elections, especially the by-elections, it is political parties, not the government. And therefore, we must learn to divide. There is a thin line, but that line is very clear. We are not the police, and therefore, why the police stop them from having their rally tomorrow? It is simply because they have not followed the instructions. Then I wanted to respond again to what my brother had said. I know my brother loves to criticize Zimbabwe and the government. Unfortunately, when people are being arrested in South Africa, they are arrested for not having their visas, their papers. They are not just arrested for nothing. They are not being arrested for being Zimbabweans. So whether your country has got a problem or not, you must follow the rules and the laws of the country where you are in. You cannot simply hope that South Africa must simply let you come through the bush and stay in South Africa forever. You must follow the required regulations. You must in any way have a visa. You must have a permit to stay. If you don't, go and apply for it. But people are not. They're used to do things or to buy fake ones or simply to believe that they must be forgiven because they're Zimbabweans.
So we'll come to that issue at a certain given period during our discussion here. So, Marvelous, go ahead.
Vazhinji vangada kuziva kuti zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino tinoona bato reCCC riri kuchema chema richiti iro mapurisa pari zvino vanenge vari kuvashunguruza pamvumo yekuti vawanikwa vachitsvaga rutsigiro pasina nyaya yekunzi mbomirai itai zvakati nezvakati.
At the end of the day, we heard Mr. Ngube saying police appear to be activists, you know, than law enforcement agents. Can you react to that just quickly? 1 minute.
Amusu kurambizwa kuungana nekuti muri vanhu veCCC. Marambizwa kuungana nekuti hamuna kukumbira mvumo pane nguva. Hazvinei nekuti muri vebato ripi. Mabato akabvumidzwa bato ramonzora rakakumbira kare. Rikabvumidzwa rikatoudzwa kunzi ground rinenge riri free. Mapurisa anenge aripo ndemaharara. Rezanupiyefu riri kuita wavo musangano vakakumbira vakabvumidzwa. VeCCC vazomhanya nhasi. Vakabaya tumapepa netumatsamba vachitemba kuti vanozopinda mumatare kana zvichinge zvanetsa. Dambudziko riripo nderekuti pane kunonzi kudherera kunoitwa nevanhu veCCC kwekuda kungofunga kuti nekuti vari kutsvaga kuwina sarudzo saka vanofanira kungobvumirwa kutyora mutemo. Mutemo unochengetedzwa, hazvina basa kuti ndiani ari kusangana kana vari kuungana. Kana mukasatedzera mutemo, mapurisa ane kodzero nemvumo yekukurambidza yekuungana kusvika maita zvinodikanwa kuti kuve nerunyararo mukati menyika nemukati mesarudzo yatakatarisana nayo.
Thank you very much. Mr. Ngube, can you read just a few minutes on what Mr. Dr. Mavaza is saying?
Thank you very much. Dr. Mavaza, I have never had a challenge with thinking. If there are people that have got a challenge in thinking and reasoning, it is ZANU-PF people. And don't talk about the government when you are talking about ZANU, because we are talking about the wrong actions that they are doing. If you were to give us the economy to run, we would run it showing our thinking. The problem that we have is people that have got a problem or a weakness in thinking, people who do not know how the police should behave, how the police should carry on their duties, what are the duties of government. People who do not understand that the conflation between state and party is problematic. It's the people like you, my esteemed doctor, who are having a problem with thinking or reasoning. Everything that you are talking about shows the insensitivity of yourself and the insensitivity of your organization. We are well aware as Zimbabweans what ZANU-PF does. The police officers are actually activists of ZANU-PF. Whatever time you can go to them, because they are activists, they are going to block you. It's either sometimes what they will do is to block you. You go to court, then you are told that you go there. They want numbers to be affected so that people do not attend. We are aware of that, and we are saying that should change. This is an idiotic government, if I may put it, because this completion, the government is now is ZANU. So we are talking to ZANU to say, please reform, change your behavior, think better, think like citizens, be civil, as it was.
Yes, thank you very much. Mr. Let's have Mr. Tonda Tsokora on the line right now. I can see him. Tsokora, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Baba.
Yes, so yes. Let's talk about the rally tomorrow. So what's going on? We're told you're going to court and all those kind of things. What's going on?
Yes, like my brother is saying, yeah, we have police and army that are working with ZANU-PF, that are working with the government. The police and the army are supposed to be safeguards of the law on behalf of the citizens. They are supposed to protect everyone. What we are seeing in Zimbabwe right now, there is a selective application of the law. When CCC wants to have a rally, the conditions are different. According to the MOPA Act that they are using of 2019, that ZANU-PF is using, you are only supposed to notify the police. We don't have to seek permission. We only need to notify the police that there is going to be a rally. And that was done last week, not yesterday, as Dr. Mavaza is lying to the people of Zimbabwe. And why we say there is a selective application of the law. Right now, as I'm speaking, I was speaking to Honorable Kasson Mateu in the morning, and he was explaining to me what is going on, and that we have filed a high court application to ensure that the rally goes on. So, yes, those who are listening from around there, the rally is going on. But what I'm just saying is today, ZANU-PF called an impromptu rally in Marondera. Impromptu, which means it was done today. It was called today. And they were not restricted. They were not banned. It went on as planned. Monzora does his rallies anyway, anytime. He's not restricted. But when it comes to CCC, you see that there is this trepidation in ZANU-PF. There is this fear of the CCC, this fear of President Chamisa, which essentially means ZANU-PF is fearsome, is fearing its own people, its own citizens. They are afraid of the citizens gathering together, coming together, because they know that there is power when citizens come together, and they know the result. I think you all saw the tweets that was done today by the Minister of Defense, threatening to unleash the army on the citizens. You know, it's very unfortunate, it's very unacceptable, and the Zimbabwean citizens, we need to be coming together and raising our voices wherever we are, here in America, in the United Kingdom, in South Africa, through SADC, AU, we need to let these organizations know that there is a selective application of the law in Zimbabwe. People are not allowed to campaign. It's a campaign season. All political parties should have equal rights. No animal should be more equal than the other. CCC should be allowed to go and address the people that are supposed to be voting for them. That is what democracy means. We are not seeing the practice of democracy right now. ZANU-PF have all the time. ZANU-PF can have a rally anytime, anywhere, and the police will actually be there to help them. But that's not the case with CCC.
Marvelous. Can you chip in there?
Gungano kana kuti rally yangaifana kuitwa kumarondera mangwana zvamira sei pari zvino?
Rally iri kuendera mberi, sekutaura kwandanga tichiita na Honorable Mateu, vanhu vakatomirira vari kuda kunzwa mutungamiriri wavo President Chamisa vachitaura. Muri kuwanzwa, makawanzwa nezuro vachirondedzera zvichange zvichiitika kufamba kwatichaita kusvika tasvika 2023. Nezuro vakatoyatsotaura semutungamiriri wenyika vanhu vese vakatoona kuti uyu ndiye mutungamiriri wenyika. Saka kumarondera vakatomirira izvozvi kuti mutungamiriri auye, asi tirikuziva kuti ZANU-PF iri kutya, iri kukwata, havasi kuda kuona chinhu chinonzi yellow, havasi kuda kuona President Chamisa. Saka vari kushandisa mapurisa kuti vavharire President Chamisa nevanhu vose panze. Asi kana vachidaro, zviri kutoita hurumende iri kureva kuti yakurwisana nevanhu, yakurwisana nevana veZimbabwe vainofanirwa kunge ichishanda nayo, nekuti aya macitizens ari kuda kuuya kuzoteerera, ari kuda kuuya kuzonzwa zvinenge zvichitaurwa nemukuru wavo. Inyika rudzii inotaura kuti ine mutongo ine mutongo wevanhu vose wegutsa ruzhinji, asi ichirambidza vamwe kuti vaende kunotaura, vaende kunokambena sezviri kuita mamwe mapolitical parties. Mudemokrasi yatinoda iri kuuya mukumakore ari kuteera, ose mapolitical parties anenge achibvumirwa kunotaura nevanhu vavo pasina kushungurudzwa, pasina kushandisirwa mapurisa, kana kuti vanhu vanozopedzisira vaurayiwa. Iyo ZANU yacho inenge yam opposition inenge ichitobvumirwawo kuita zvatiri kukumbira pano, kuti chatiri kuda isu hatisina zvakawanda, tikuda kungonotaura nevanhu. Imhosva here iyoyo? Ndo inonzi demokrasi, ndo yatakarwira rusununguko rwedu kuti tisvike patasvika apa na 1980 taitaurakurwira kuti vanhu vawane kuzvitonga kuzere. Ndosaka isu makaonawo President Chamisa vaakutaura kuti vaisa musangano kuvanhu. Citizens are now at the center of all decisions that are being done in Triple C. Ndozvo zvinonzi kutonga kune vanhu mukati.
Thank you very much. Before we go to Dr. Mavaza, ndisacela baba Ncube wethu lengesintu kunoko kuti okwenzakala eZimbabwe ukuthi kamusa kwamafitshane tuzesiya kubaba uMavaza.
Ye, okwenzakala eZimbabwe kuyinto eyangisayo kakhulu, ukuthi silabantu abadala okumele ukuthi ngabe bafundisa abafana intsha nale lamantombazane ukuthi bahloniphe impilo, ngoba i-development kumbe intuthuko yenziwa ngabantu abahlonipha abanye abantu, abantu abalengqondo. Amapholisa kumele ukuthi ungakhangela ukuthi khona ubugebengu obukhona, crime levels are very high, kumele babophe abantu kabakwenzi khonoko. Umuntu abamazi ebotshwa ngumuntu okwezombusazwe, sokuze kungathi umbusazwe ulicala kwabanye abantu kodwa uyisibusiso nxa usenziwa yizani. Yinto embi kakhulu, njalo ngikhathazeka kakhulu ngabantu abatsha abavumela into ezinje, abantu labadala abavotela abantu abanje. Simzwile umsekeli okamnangagwa esithi yena babafuna ukuthi bachole abantu abaku-opposition babachole njengentwala ukuthi ivini impukane inxa ifuna ukuyakudla ifice kungalanto engayidla. Kusuka lapho kulandela ukubulawa komuntu ngabazali, ngabantu abazeleyo bona laba, ngabantu okuthiwa balwela inkululeko yabantu, okumele ukuthi khona umuntu ongase wezanu ulecala lokuthi kumele achayo abulawe ngoba akaso umuntu wezanu. Kuyatshengisa ukuthi ubuchopho kabalabo. Uma baza lapha mayikhuluma uthi kasilabuchopho, umuntu ongalabuchopho ngongakwazi ukuhlonipha omunye umuntu, ongakwazi ukuhlonipha impilo yomunye umuntu, ilungelo lomuntu ongalihloniphiwe. Kuyinto eyangisayo kakhulu lokuthi sibe lamadokotela anje akhuthaza udlame, ekhuthaza ukuxhwala elizwe, instead ukuthi babise ama-ideas babe ngama-policy makers atshintsha ilizwe alibeke ezingeni elithile. Omabaza babhizi babahlabelela isitshwala sabo esezana. Yinto embi kakhulu lo. UZulu wakithi kayekele ukuvumela into embi kangaka. 2018 lathenjiswa amanga, lanamhla lokhu lifuna ukugijima ngamanga asegcekeni. Asike iZANU ayingalitholi ivini ivoti elilodwa.
Yes, awuzwa kakhulu ke. Dr. Mavaza, what is your quick reaction to their remarks? Go ahead, sir.
As I have said, I wanted to comment first on Mr. Ncube's absence of thinking. You see, you don't just become a political party by saying things which don't make sense. You become a political party by making sense. What we are simply saying here is the police are not part of ZANU-PF. If he doesn't understand that, then Ncube is insane. But however...
No, let's not use some of these hard words. I think let's have a very civilized kind of debate. Just go ahead.
Okay, so let me...
Go ahead.
He's not in his, but he's away from his mind. I think that's a civilized way. He's very far away from his mind. I think he must come back to his mind and understand that the police are not ZANU-PF. We have got our own colors. We don't put on the colors of the police. We are not part of the police. And however, my Sekuru Dzokora is another confused man today. It is very clear Mr. Carsten Mateu received a letter from the officer in charge commanding Warenda District indicating that the application was invalid because there was insufficient information and insufficient time given to the police. It was not done last week. I don't know why Sekuru is trying to lie. He's normally a man who does not lie. But today, him and Nube are together in lying, which is wrong. The information was insufficient, and it was given. There was no time again.
How do you know all that, Dr. Wong?
Because it's clear, it's in the papers, it's on the internet. The letter written to the police, I've got a copy, letter written to Carsten Mateu. It actually says under the MOPA, the Maintenance of Peace and Order Act, the police had to cancel that rally because they were not given enough time. There was no notification time. It was not enough, number one. Number two, the information given by CCC was insufficient. In most cases, CCC would have used their normal people who normally apply for these rallies. But the Carsten Mateu running the March East is immature. He did not understand what to do, and he left a lot of pertinent information. That's the reason why we are here today. And again, you can see the arrogance in Dzokora and MDC. They are saying the rally is going on tomorrow. No, it's not going on. The police says no. They want to set people against the police. The police says no. Unless the court says otherwise, for now they cannot tell their people that the rally is on tomorrow. It's not on tomorrow. As we sit here, there is no rally tomorrow. If they try to do the rally, that will be breaking the law. They will meet what the law will do. Again, it is nothing to do with ZANU-PF. It does not reflect on the government. It has nothing to do with human rights. It is everything to do with the rule of law. Follow the law. Do what is needed. That's all that you need. So the problem we are having here, we are having political parties who think that they can rush around the whole world, go and report ZANU-PF to their headquarters, like what you're saying now, that they have to go and make a report to SADC, to EU, to everywhere, like what Dzokora is saying. This is wrong. We don't work like that as a government, as a country. The political parties must consolidate each other for the good name of their country, not to run around the world and report your put your country in a mess. I do not accept. I don't understand exactly where this point is coming from. So what I'm saying is, yes, they were supposed to give 7 days notice. They did not. So under the Act, we are talking about the law here, and I said here, it is the Maintenance of Peace and Order Act, which is called MOPA. CCC has notified the police of a mini car rally around the stadium. That they were supposed to have given that on time, and the police were supposed to see what a car rally would entail, how safe would the people, what would be happening there. We do not want to lose many lives. These people don't understand what they are talking about. And therefore, Dzokora must understand that unless they follow the laws, CCC will remain having problems in having a rally day. We are not afraid of CCC. They are nothing. And again, Gibbs, before you cut me off, the elections we are going to do on the 26th, whether we lose or win, they have nothing to do with us, because we have got the majority already in parliament and we've got the majority in council. So either way, my brother, this is not an issue where CCC would come up and say we are afraid of them. No, we are not. Mm-hmm. The majority in any way. We control the majority.
Thank you very much. Marvelous, can you chip in there?
Tinoona kuti vadzokora vari kuti ivo mamwe mapato wakadai serenyu rezanu-PF neMDCT. Kana vari kuita avo marali, havawanikwe vachipiwa mitemo, uyezve vachiwanikwa vachivhiringwa nemapurisa. Mungati chinei zvavataura ipapo?
Ndoba ndiri kuti vadzokora havanzwisisi zviri kuitika. Vari kungoita zvavo nharo dzebenzi ratizwa nehembe. Chokwadi chiri apa ndechekuti kuti muwe nemusangano wenyu pane mutemo unonzi MOPA unobvumidza sangano rese kandi vanhu vese kuti vanyore matsamba avo vape kana kuti yambiro kumapurisa mazuva ano kwanoita manomwe kana muchinge mapa pane information inodiwa munofanira kunge makaunganidza umboo hwekuti musangano wenyu wakamira sei munoda kuuchengetedza sei kana muchinge maita izvozvo mapurisa anokudzimirai tsamba yanyorwa nemapurisa yakatonyorwa palast paragraph yakatonzi given the above reason your notification is invalid because haina kuitwa in 7 days and hamuna kutiratidza kuti munochengetedza sei vanhu pakarali and kana mapinda mustadium marali mairada kutao yepanze yemotikari mopinda mustadium zvinokonzera nyongano vanhu vachizobva kunoungana vachipinda uku there are so many things which has to be looked at kuti tichengetedze upenyu hwevana vezvimba saka avanhu vanoita basa rekuda kuuraya vana nekuzoti vazopomera ZANUPF saka ngavadzidze kutedzera mutemo nekugadzira zvoda kugadzirwa kuti tigofambirana tiri mugwara munyaya yakaita seyekusangana kwevanhu vanenge vachiita gungano ravo rematongerwo enyika saka sekuru Dzvokora ngavadzidze kutaura chokwadi pamberi pevanhu vasafurire vana vezimbabwe mangwana hakuna rali kusvika mutemo watedzerwa nenyimanya dzevanhu dzinonzi
thank you very much let's have Mr. Dzvokora go ahead Mr. Dzvokora can you repeat what he's saying
ndofunga Dr. Mavaza varikutorwara kunyepa kwacho kumalevels ekunyepa acho ndekutorwara ndofunga vane yellow fever Dr. Mavaza inongorapwa nadoctor mumwe chete Chamisa kana maanyatsorwara jaizvazvo marohwa neyellow fever endai munorapwa naChamisa ndiye anokwanisa kukurapai muri kutotaura semunhu asina kutomboverenga bepa racho ranyorerwa CCC nemapurisa nekuti zvese zvamuri kutaura izvo ndezvekugodzwa tsuro hazvisiri izvo zvakanyorwa patsamba yacho ipapo pakati panyorwa kunzanzi we are in contravention of the maintenance of peace and order yamuri kuti MOPA 2019 it's not clarified vari kutaura nyaya yekarali isita applyira nyaya yekupinda mustadium kuti tinoita rali imomo and notification yacho yakaitwa ahead of time hapana pakanyorwa patsamba ipapo kuti we did not meet that requirement yekuti tanonoka kuvapa tsamba yacho ndakatoibata izvozvi ndakachitoiverenga vanogona kutoiverenga vevoa saka imi ndimuri kutoya pano kutoirevera vanhu nhema hapana pakanyorwa nyaya ye7 days kureva kuti CCC yakaisa mapepa ayo nemazvo panguva yakatarwa panguva inodiwa saka ngatiregezve kuya pano tichinyepera vanhu kutaurira vanhu kuti rari kuenderera mberi hapana mutemo watiri kutyora hapana mutemo wandiri kutyora taisa application yedu kuhigh court high court ichatozviona kuti hapana kana mhosvo hapana kana chaitika sezvakaitwa kugokwe kwekuti takaenda kuhigh court high court ikaonawo kuti zviri kuitwa nemapurisa izvi hazvina kana nemusoro wese ndozvichatongoitika kumarondera zviri kuitwa nezanu pf iri kuda kubata vanhu kuti vanhu vemumarondera vasauye kurali nekuti vari kuziva kuti high court ichangotaura kuti huyai kurali anyway ivo chavari kuda kuti kukanganisa kuti vanhu vakawanda vasabude kwozoenda vanhu vashoma votanga kutaura futi ana mavaza ivanhu vanenge vaakuuya pano vaakuumana kuti CCC kwanga kusina vanhu kurali yavo kwanga kusina vanhu but anyway tichida kunyatsotaura chokwadi vamavaza izvozvi zanu pf batai vanhu venyu vezanu vaita rali imprompt rali yemayouth yaitwa mumarondera vapa 7 days notice here that's what we are saying let's have a fair application of the law let's not have other political parties that are given preference and others that will not be given the same rights we all have a right of association we all have a right if we are in a democracy as we claim but we know that we are not but according to the constitution we have a right to congregate we have a right to associate we have a right to express ourselves as I am doing right now and we also have a right to appeal to other parties and other bodies if ZEC or other bodies in Zimbabwe are not listening to our concerns we have since said we want the political field to be leveled these are part of the electoral reforms that we have been demanding that Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU PF have completely refused to enact when Emmerson Mnangagwa came into power He said he was going to have free, fair, and credible elections, and that he was going to enact electoral reforms. Up until today, he hasn't even done that. He hasn't even enacted not even one electoral reform. So if we can't get justice with ZEC, we can't get justice with the captured courts in Zimbabwe, we will get justice everywhere. We have a right to appeal. We have a right to talk to SADC. SADC are our neighbors. They are our neighbors. There's nothing wrong in going to SADC. Zimbabwe is a signatory to the SADC free and fair guidelines to elections. We should be allowed to go there without you coming here and threatening us. We should be allowed to talk to SADC because we are a member of SADC.
Thank you very much. Dr. Mavaza, I'll give you 1 minute to react. Then we'll go to Mr.
I just want to reach out. Seguru Jokora, please, stop lying. It's not good. It says here, I'm reading from the second and third paragraph of the letter you claim to have. It says here it's from the district police officer, that's the district of Marondera. It says, in your notification, I have noted that you intend to hold a campaign rally comprising of a mini-car rally around Rudaka Stadium prior to the address. What you are terming a mini-car rally is in fact a procession that requires 7 days' notice to the regulating authority according to Maintenance of Peace and Order Act, Chapter 11, Subsection 23. Officer commanding police in Marondera, District Mthethwa, said in the notice to the party. And again, in conclusion, he said, given the above reason, your notification is invalid as it does not fully comply with the requirement of Maintenance of Peace and Order Act, Chapter 11, Subsection 23. The top cop said, and this is the letter which you must have. So if you can't read the guru, I don't know what you were teaching when you were in school.
Technicalities.
This is not...
So the police could just ban the car rally if they want to be...
In conclusion, Seguru, you cannot then urge people to go. We said if you are going to have a rally at Rudaka Stadium, write a request for rally in Rudaka Stadium. You are asking for two things, a car rally, then a rally in the stadium. The question is, how do you have the procession peacefully into the stadium, knowing that the CCC are the most violent and thoughtful people on earth. And because of your violence, how do you go into the stadium? That's why we wanted the police to be there in their numbers to make sure we control for your own protection, not for anybody's protection. No lie here, Gibbs. I wanted to correct the point that the things we are lying. We don't lie. And Seguru knows very well that they've misfired this time. They must follow the law, and there is no regulation. There is no rally tomorrow, and running to SADC. Why don't you deal with it in the house? Why don't you deal with it in the court? Why do you run outside the country?
Thank you very much.
Yellow fever. We had to go to pay.
Marvelous. Keep it in there.
Very interesting debate there. Anyway, going back to Kwamuriva Jokora. Saka Parishi, you know, Trukuns wa Mukakarita na Dr. Mavaza. Chisha Famba say, in a Tiva Shinji, Vada Muyatuns Wakti Saka, what next? Van Womi Rekuns Waku Baku Kotsi. Can I just have a rally, Mangwan?
Yeah, briefly, then we'll go to Mr. Ngobe. Proceed.
Jim Sangan, Uno Chenke, Zamtemo, Tugusi, Ziva Guti, High Court, Ino Aina, and Chino Tombona, and Guta, Panagana Mosho, per application here to Sakalan Vata, Chapi, and Vumo, and Akurali, Rally Chandra Zambay, Vangawa Gazir, and Akurali, Marondera, no one to our Wose, Vano Marondera, no Kwangu, Kokumash is to. And they know one way to waste Kurutaka Stadium, Kruenika and Gariko, President Chamisa, President Roma Citizens, Baningwachitaura Ikoko, Bachitipa Guara, Putitukuen and Nikut, Shatora Nika Sei, 2023 Chich Nege Chitiga, Pese Parutaura, Barutaura Wong, Mosho de Zanu Pier, Aswaru Zend and Beri, Bachivaya Toti Nemazo, Nika Sei Gadrisa Sei, Tenget Chita Chi, Jose Zenget Tower of Kurutaka Stadium.
Thank you very much. Babu Ngobe, ngena kona bogisi zokuthi uyo pambili ngakukhangela zonke lezi zinto zijoni nxa sesikhangela idemokrasi ngokubona kwakho.
Silohlupho olukhulu kakhulu nxa sesikhangele ngezokumbuso ke okukhululeka. Liyamuzwa ubaba uMabaza lapho ukuthi ukuveza kube mhlophe ukuthi irali kayikho, kodwa yena uthi bona ayisibo ababambe amatomu amapholisa, kodwa uyatsho ukuthi irali kayikho. Khona kuyana kukhona okusitshela khona. Nxa esithi irali kayikho engumabaza ekhuluma yinto ayaziyo ukuthi kuyini abakwenzayo bele bandla lakhe. Ngibe sengikhathazeka ngolimi abalusebenzisayo ukuthi ulimi lwabo bobabili ngiluzwa luyalumela, kusitshengisa kahle i-intolerance kumbe ukungabekezelelani kakhulu okwenziwa yizanu, okulisiko elezanu ukuthi into yonke kumele kube yibo. Loba kukhulunywa nje khonapha kumele ngicine mina sengikhuluma kuze kuyevalwa kusukela kuqala, kodwa sibathathu nxa singama-democrats kumele khonapha sikutshengisele khona lokho. Yikho sisitsho ke abantu bakithi besitsho ukuthi i-alternative kumbe inhlangano ababona ukuthi ingabanceda kuyi-Freedom Alliance, ngoba yona ilendlela ezihlelekileyo ezokuthi izinto zenziwe ngayo. Amapholisa kuzabe kungamapholisa a-professional, hayi lokho esikubonayo kudojwa abantu bangahlangana lo mfana oya kukamanzi ngenqola usethathe egqokiswa i-uniform. Umuntu yalala into azayenza kuyini? Yibo abantu esibathola sebebulala abantu bona lapho. So kuyinto embi kakhulu. Mina ngizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu nxa ngicabanga ukuthi abantwana abalalela uMabaza ekhuluma, abalalela ubukhokheli obezanu bukhuluma ukuthi kuyini ababutholayo. Ilizwe lilenhlupho eziningi, i-economy ifile, ubugebengu abufile, otsotsi kabenziwa lutho, kodwa kufuneka ukuthi kutshone kugijinyiswa abantu abazombusazwe. Kusafuneka ukuthi ngabe kumbe kule nyanga engakiye bachela bona laba abantu ke kuphele into le bahlupha, idimoni elibahlupha lilike liliphele, ke sibe lelizwe lathi ilizwe likhululekile. Kodwa ke sibona sokuzasondela khonokho ngoba inhlanganiso kaZulu isikhona.
Yey, ngangapha khonokho ngesithuba singathaba kakhulu.
Yes, we as the MDC Alliance, as the Freedom Alliance, we are very much worried about the fact that people like Mabaza, they can tell you that the rally is not going to be there. If just one ZANU-PF member can tell you that the rally is not going to be there tomorrow, yet he claims that they are not in control of the police, it really smacks of hypocrisy at its worst. And also we are worried about the language that these leaders are using, or members of these organizations. It speaks of the intolerance that they have. They are exhibiting it even into the public fora, and it really boggles the mind to think what are the young people learning out of this. As Mabaza is speaking, they are the people that will pick anyone, and they put that person in the uniform of a police officer to pretend that he is a police officer, and that person will go to police a rally or to do crowd management. That person will not be coming for that. Instead, they will be coming to disrupt the rallies. We are saying we need a civilized approach to the way we do things. And this should tell our people that these are organizations that should never be allowed near power. And we are glad that our people have now decided to say they need the Freedom Alliance, so that all these kinds of primitive ways of doing things can actually be changed, and then we have our politics railroaded in the proper manner. And we are really in for it. It's going to be there. Unfortunately, we are not in these by-elections, but definitely we are coming. Thank you very much.
Yes, Marvelous. Maybe we can pose a question to him and then we proceed to Zokora. Just briefly.
Just about the issue of tolerance amongst the political party. Can you just elaborate? How important is it? And give an example of how that would work in Zimbabwe. We see there's a lot of polarization when it comes to members of the ruling party, members of the opposition party. we don't see like what we see in South Africa happening between those political parties. What's the way forward?
Yes. ZANU-PF is the mother and the father of intolerance in Zimbabwe. If you talk of intolerance, it is them that beat people. They will be insulting people, even the language that they are using. It is very, going forward, it is very important to have leaders that are responsible, leaders that value humanity, leaders that value life. If we have people that will break, national leaders that are considered to be national leaders breaking about crushing people, killing somebody and into pulp until even flies cannot get anything out of that. We have got a serious problem. I think it is in our hands as the people of Zimbabwe to say, let's have a common thinking against ZANU. Let's stop this kind of a language. Let's vote these people out completely, totally out, because we do not need people that are like this. If you can hear somebody in a platform like this one speaking vitriol like what he is doing, what Dr. Mabaza is doing, it tells us that we've got a serious problem. These are the people that the people of Zimbabwe should unite and say, we don't want this. We don't want our future generation to have this or even to hear such kinds of things like this. It's unfortunate that now all of the things that we say will stay on the internet online, but it will expose them big time, because even people that will be, are yet to be born, they will see how unthinking some people were, how out of the world they were, their thinking being so primitive, being so uncivil. It's really sad.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngobe. Let's go to Mr. Tokora. Mr. Tokora, what's the way forward? Quiet, Mr. Tokora.
Yes.
The way forward?
The way forward is as has been expressed by President Chamisa. He has shown that he is the father in the house. Yeah, he is talking of politics of love, politics of joy, politics of togetherness. You know, yellow means love. Yellow means good things. So that's what he has been talking about. All the rallies that you listen to President Chamisa, he's preaching unity. He's preaching a spirit of togetherness, a spirit of oneness that we have never seen before a president exhibiting. You have seen even the way he refers to Mnangagwa. Why did we call him Mnangagwa? President Chamisa says, Mkoma wangu Mnangagwa. And he also refers to the police, to the army, that they are all going to be paid in U.S. dollars after we come in, and nobody is going to be victimized, including Mnangagwa himself. He said that he wants Mnangagwa to go home and play with his grandchildren and play with his children, because he's an old man. He said that he wants Mnangagwa to have his own pension. That's a president who is uniting, a president who is preaching peace and love, not someone who says, we want to crush this person, we want to crush President Chamisa. That's not what you expect to hear from a head of state. But that's what we've been continually hearing from ZANU-PF, from Emmerson Mnangagwa, and from Constantino Chiwenga, threatening messages, threatening the life of President Chamisa, threatening even the citizens that they are supposed to be governing. You have seen what President Chamisa is saying, which is part of the way forward, you know, bringing every Zimbabwean, all the citizens coming together so that we work for the good of our country. You have seen, he has even reached out to Tokozan Kupe, you know, everyone. He's saying, everyone, come, this is a bus. You know, nobody should be left behind. We should all be doing something to ensure that there is a free and fair Zimbabwe where everyone wants to live, and where everyone is treated equally, and you have a say in the national cake. You know, the national cake right now is monopolized by ZANU-PF. You only have to be ZANU-PF for you to enjoy it. But President Chamisa is saying that the natural resources, the resources of the country, will be managed by the citizens. He's not talking about citizens right now so that we get into power. He's also talking about citizens having a say in the power, in the natural resources, in the factors of production. They will be making the decision. They will be consulted in everything. Right now, we see big billions of dollars that are being loaned to Zimbabwe. Nobody is consulted, not even Parliament. They just go and get the loans, but no one is no one knows where that money goes. When we start asking questions, Opochmono gets arrested, Jacob Bungaruvume gets arrested. That's a thing of the past. That period will be over as soon as President Chamisa comes in 2023. It will be Zimbabwe for all. Including
Thank you very much. Thank you, Zobara. Thank you. Marvelous. Go ahead.
Kiri papo, Dr. Mavasa, pataurwa ipo na vanube kuti panodiwa kuti vanhu vaite tolerance. Zvinogona kutangika sei kuti tione vanhu vachizowanikwa vachiyanana kunyange vachibva kumapato akasiyana-siyana. Takatarisira maelections gore rinouya uyezve nemabyelections aya.
Tikatarisa kufamba kuri kuita zvinhu iko zvinoizvi. Kune tolerance yakanyanyisa zvikurusa. Tinongori nedambudziko rimwe chete rakaitika mukwekwe yemvunga poto yakaitika unfortunately pakafa munhu mumwe chete. That hazvife zvakadzokorodzwa futi. Iko zvino izvi vanhu veMDC vanobvumirwa kupfeka hembe dzavo dzeyelo kana dzavanoda vachiita zvavanoda vachiita mitsikanzwa yavanoda pasina dambudziko. Kana munhu akakwanisa kutedzera zvinenge zvichidiwa zvakanyorwa pasi zvemutemo, hakuna munhu anorwa nemunhu. Dai UICC ava vakangotedzera mutemo unodiwa pakuti muite rally yenyu, dai tisangana dambudziko remangwana rekuti mapurisa achanga aripo akamira kuti musapinde. Uyezve chechipiri ndada kuti ndipindure musati mandikata. Vanxube vari kuti ndaziva sei kuti mangwana hakuna rally. Handisiriri ndiri kuti hakuna rally. Mapurisa ati mangwana hakuna rally. Ini ndati mangwana hakuna rally ndokuti ndozvataura mapurisa. Asi mapurisa kana coach dare rati no rally ngaenderere mberi, mapurisa haachisina simba pamusoro pedare rally inenge yakuenderera mberi. Chepiri ndada kuti tibatichinzwise kunyange zvataura vanxube. Vanxube vathingi munhu ari kutanga kupinda munyaya dzematenderwo enyika. Saka vanofunga kuti ichechi apa hatisi kuchechi vanxube. Hatisi kutaura zvekuparidzirana nezvekuti uyaiti kunamatirei. Tiri kutaura zvesu kuna sai kuti tipinde mumatongero enyika. Kutonga nyika kunonzi kutonga nyika nesimba. Simba rinoda kupinda maoko evanhu. Simba hariuye makapfava kunge muri kupfirira, kunge muri kubata mai kumba. Aiwa, simba rinouya nekuti muri kumunda makabata badza. Vanhu vanofanira kunzwisisa kuti kana muchitaura, kana zvichiita kuti munosvikirwa mudikitire, zvichiita kuti nyika yenyu ibatsirwe, taurai mudikitire. Kana muchichema chemai kuti nyika yenyu ibatsirwe. Haikona kungoramba makahwanda kuseri kwemagirazi vanxube muchitya kutaura. Izvozvo idambudziko renyu guru, munoda kuti mubatsirwe. Chepiri, ndoona kuti vadzokora vanotiza mibvunzo nguva zhinji, vongoendera mberi, votanga kutoita rani pano, votanga kutongotaura zvavo zverani zvavo. Mubvunzo uripo ndewekuti chii chavadzidza nenyaya yemangwana? Vanofanira kudzidza kuti tedzerai mutemo number one. Chepiri, hakuna ari kurambidza vanhu kuenda kuna Chamisa. Chamisa haana vanhu. Variko ari kuungana, musakangana chidzimwe chete. Makaona vanhu vakazara kubhulawa zvavakaita kuHarare, zvavakaita kuZimbabwe grounds nezvavachaita mumatowns. Tagara mumatowns, MDC ndiyo inenge CCC naChamisa vayo ndo vane vanhu kumatowns. Tozviziva, hatina nharo nazvo. Tiri kuti isusu kana takuenda pamaelections enyika yese, tine vanhu. ZANU PF ine chaunga.
Thank you. Time is up. If there was extra time, you know, we're going to give you that extra time. But sorry, we have to leave it there today. We'll take our guest this evening. Dr. Simba Mavasa of ZANU-PF is based in the United Kingdom. Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change, he is based here in USA. And Mr. Ntantla Moses Ncube of the Freedom Alliance, he is in Johannesburg. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And that's our blessing, Shanganya. We are saying happy.